You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey. Most people dread a fight, especially if it's with someone they love. But studies suggest a fight is much better for your body than suppressing your anger. Ernest Harburg, researcher emeritus of the University of Michigan, and his colleagues have just finished a study that shows that in couples who hold their anger in, one or both die earlier than in couples who communicate to resolve conflict.
The intriguing finding that out of 166 marital pairs where one suppresses, one expresses, only 6% of that 166 pairs both die earlier, but in the 26 pairs where they both suppress, 23% both die earlier. Our theory is that anger is automatically produced when you think that someone attacks you unfairly, and if it's your spouse, it makes for problems of everyday communication. If you do not protest against the unfair treatment at the time and you brood on it and you get angry about thinking about it, then you grow to resent the other person. That stops communicating about the problem. You just sort of stew in your own juices. The suppressed anger influences other morbid systems like hypertension or ulcers, or irritable colon, or bronchitis, etc. And the interaction affects, in ways we do not know, the other morbid systems.
Further, results of this and other studies seem to suggest that the impact on health is different for men and women.
There is a lean. Women's suppressed anger directly is related to earlier mortality. On the other hand, both men and women, when they have suppressed anger plus high blood pressure, die earlier. And for men only, if there's an interaction with their lung capacity, bronchial problems, for instance, they also die earlier. The lean that women suppressed anger affects them more than men is open to further research. There's one other distinction. Women say when they're attacked unfairly that they are hurt. Men never use this word, but if you regard hurt as some form of suppressed anger, which nobody does, but I do, then the results lead you to earlier mortality. The healthier way to communicate is derived from consensus, and the rules of consensus are really the rules of courtesy. So first, you have to be able to talk about the problem. Second place, you have to talk one at a time. You have to learn how to listen to the other person's point of view without interrupting and without getting angry. And when you each of you have listened to each other and you see what the problem is, then you must imagine, how can we solve this problem? And you'd be surprised, once you get into consensus as a way of solving problems, how it can affect the happiness of the marital pair.
Harburg studies the relationship of anger with blood pressure and cardiovascular events and mortality. He's published over 85 articles in scientifically reviewed journals on this and other topics. He's affiliated with the Department of Epidemiology at the University of Michigan School of Public Health and with the Department of Psychology.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.